This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you've ever had to call your bank, the cable company, or any other good-sized business, you've probably heard a message like this one.
All customer calls are recorded to ensure quality service.
But a recent survey suggests only about half of all customers are satisfied with the quality of service they receive over the telephone. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Desiree Haynes spent more than a decade answering phones in a busy call center. Now she's a phone pro, a traveling consultant who trains other operators. One of the first things Haynes does when she visits a new client is listen in on the way they handle phone calls, either in person or on tape.
Good morning, customer service.
Hi, I'm not sure why, but I just received notice that my credit card account has been closed and I'm being reported to collections.
Haynes says these training tapes were copied verbatim from real customer calls, with only the names of the companies removed.
You didn't pay your January bill.
Yes, I did. I'm holding my canceled check in my hand.
Well, then you have to mail a copy of that to us.
Can I fax it instead?
Yes.
Well, what's the fax number?
Hold on a sec.
I can't believe this.
It's a real doozy of an example of poor service. She would have been better off just to stay home that day.
Haynes says even when the message is unpleasant, like a missing payment, the messenger doesn't have to be.
Customer service, can I help you?
Yeah, I need to know the balance in my checking account.
Name and soj?
It's Larry Johnson, 210-98-75-57.
356-72.
When Haynes plays this tape for her call center students, they often rate the service as fairly good. After all, the customer got what he wanted. But Haynes insists that's not good enough.
She's got to give him the bank balance. That's what she's there for. But today's customers are looking for experiences. You know, she wasn't any better than a robot.
And robots aren't what most people want. 3 out of 5 people surveyed by the Accenture consulting firm complained that the growing use of automated telephone attendants in the last 5 years has not improved service. What's more, when customers need help from a company, they're still far more likely to go to the telephone than send an email, turn to a website, or visit the business in person. Unfortunately, when the phone rings, many companies drop the ball.
It is amazing how much money goes down the drain because of how people are answering their phones and how they're not grabbing the opportunity to capture the call, as we like to say it.
That's Nancy Friedman, who bills herself as the telephone doctor. She coaches telephone reps in how to put a smile in their voice and build rapport over the phone. Even more than courtesy, she says, operators, who make an average of $10 to $16 an hour, need more training so they can actually help callers with their needs.
They don't want to get bounced from department to department. They don't want voicemail. They won't want an automated attendant. They want a human being to help them. And so what we try and instill into our people who we train is that one call does it all.
Getting bounced around and having to repeat themselves was the second biggest complaint telephone customers cited in that Accenture survey. Number one, getting left too long on hold.
Currently, all our customer service representatives are busy. We expect to assist you within the next 2 to 3 minutes. Thank you for your patience.
Here at the call center for San Diego Gas and Electric, a tote board flashes updates on how many customers are waiting on hold and how long they've been there. The utility tries to field 80% of its calls within 1 minute. Operators here handle about 3 million service calls every year.
The food in your refrigerator will be good up to 12 hours as long as you keep your door shut. But we do have someone out there working on that now. Thank you for calling.
Most problems are easily dealt with by fixing a billing error or waiving a fee. Setting up a payment plan can be more challenging, and some calls are simply random. Like the woman who reached operator Shatara Thrower.
She came on the line, she was upset, and she's like, there's a kangaroo in my yard, and it kicked me. And I'm like, okay, Miss Such and So, help me understand how I can help you. What does the kangaroo have to do with your gas and electric bill?
Thrower tries to take imaginary kangaroos in stride, and not to take it personally when there's an angry caller on the line. After 6 years of working in the call center, she says, she's a lot more fussy when it's her turn to call a company on the phone.
Let me tell you, I critique times 10,000. I'm like, oh, they have me on hold too long. Oh, they're not being friendly. I'm looking for something.
Thrower also keeps an ear out for exceptionally good telephone service. If Accenture's survey is any indication, there's lots of room for improvement. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.